From the City of Mexico, we have Roger Haynes, the Deputy City Manager. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm glad to have you here. And Vicky Dinky is here. She's the Finance Manager, or Finance Director, I should say, for the City of Mexico. Good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm glad to have you both in here this morning. Roger, you're going to bring us some news about spring cleanup, as I understand it, as warmer weather is here, and there's going to be an opportunity for folks to get rid of some of those appliances, as I understand it, correct?
Yeah, along with bulky items and other items that they may want to be rid of at no additional cost to our residents. New Mexico's annual spring cleanup will be held the first two Saturdays of the month of April. If you're a current residential refuse customer and your regular pickup is Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, your cleanup will be Saturday, April 5th. If your regular trash pickup is Monday or Thursday, your cleanup day will be Saturday, April 12th. All items must be placed at the curb no earlier than the night before 6 a.m. or the assigned day. To avoid a nuisance, please do not place any items out earlier. Placed items to be picked up at curbside, and small items must be placed in trash cans, trash bags, sturdy boxes, or other containers no larger than a garbage can. Small, loose items will not be picked up. It just makes it very difficult for crews to be efficient if things are scattered across the yard. In addition, piles of loose items, small home project construction debris will not be picked up unless items are bundled, bagged, or boxed. If an item is not bulky and the item is such as a couch, cushions, chairs, televisions, bed mattresses, tables, or other furnishings, it must be packaged for easy handling by Dane's Waste Disposal work crews. The following items will not be picked up during the spring cleanup. They will not pick up tires or petroleum products, any types of insecticides, pesticides, poisons, cleaners, disinfectants, polishes, sharp needles, or blood products. They will also not pick up antifreeze, transmission power steering fluid, brake fluids, enamel oil-based paints, and thinners or stains or finishes. However, with the exception of tires, these items are accepted at our household hazardous waste facility located at 201 South Morris Street. There is a free drop-off service by appointment only and are scheduled on the second and fourth Wednesdays during the month of April through October, noon to 3. To schedule that appointment, please call us at City Hall at 573-581-2100, extension 315. Now, Matt, getting to the appliance pickup.
Yes.
We will provide city residents during the spring cleanup. Each household will be allowed two appliances. Those appliances that contain a compressor and or refrigerant, the compressors and refrigerant must be removed from appliance, a product server by the state certified technician and properly tagged. Contact your local heating or cooling dealers for cost and scheduling information. If it is not tagged by a certified technician, the appliances will not be picked up. And finally, brush limbs, leaves, and grass clippings. I know a lot of people will be working on those as we roll into spring. But they should be reminded that this cannot be mixed with normal household hazardous waste. Citizens may take them to the brush yard at 104 South Kentucky, and that is on the back side of the community maintenance building and can be accessed from South Kentucky. Check the city's website at www.mexicomissouri.net for hours of operation. If you have any questions on this special Mexico spring cleanup, please call us at City Hall.
All right. That's a lot of good information coming to us here this morning. We certainly appreciate that. Roger, you're getting ready to retire after many, many years from the City of Mexico. How many years have you served the City of Mexico?
At retirement, it will be 29 years and 11 months.
Wow, that's amazing. We want to say congratulations on your retirement, and this may be one of the last times that you come in and talk to us at the studio. Maybe we'll talk Royals baseball, have you come in every so often.
That or Cardinals or Chiefs, any of those three will be fine.
Okay, well, we certainly want to wish you the best on retirement. Vicky, we appreciate you coming in this morning, and lots of good info there.